together.
It's 7 o'clock. You know what that means. It's time. And you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I am your host, Rachel C. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Joining me in the studio tonight are performers, participants in production from the Red Hook, Celebrate Red Hook Festival that's happening next month in Red Hook, Brooklyn. We're going to kick things off tonight with a new track from former guest Even Twice. This is Dopey Wise. Dopey Wise, that's a new one from former guests Even Twice. They've got a video coming out for that. One of the coolest things about doing my show, people ask me that, is when folks say, hey, can I like give you new music? And sometimes when they go, can I premiere new music? It's like the coolest thing to do on my show. Thank you for listening Here and Now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn. Here on the show, we celebrate live performance culture. So on that end, you know, art through activism. So on that note, I'm going to tell you about things you can go out and do, because I want you to go out and do the thing. Now, this is sort of something in the works. There's already talk. I've been, you know, hearing things, people wanting to put together benefit performances for people who are, you know, dealing with Hurricane Harvey down in Texas. Please, if you are putting something together, and you don't necessarily have to be in the New York City area to be doing this, because our reach here is international, basically. Email me, rachelc@radiofreebrooklyn.org, information about your benefit show or art thing or And I'll make sure it gets on the listings. Right now, the most recent thing that information I was given was that there are T-shirts and stickers benefiting relief efforts that you can purchase. Teespring, teespring.com/stores/frivolous, frivolous. Okay, actual events, things to go out and do. Let me bring this down a little bit. Let's see. This is something a little interesting, a little bit different. This Tuesday, September 5th, at Bar Core, that's 1008 Cortelyou Road here in Brooklyn. Music trivia with Shane and Ruth. Yes, Radio Free Brooklyn's very own Shane, wife of do a music trivia show. There are prizes. Like, you can win things if you just, like, go and hang out and answer questions about music. Check it out. That's something different to do. Also on September 5th, the annual UGG storytelling event that starts at 8:30. It's at Mockingbird, 25 Avenue B. Former Here and Now guest, two-time guest, I think, Todd Monacy, does the weekly UGG comedy show, but he does once a year a show dedicated to storytelling. So go out and check that out, because I think that'll be fun. So, and also another big live event coming up, and this is in a couple of weeks, is the Celebrate Red Hook Festival. I've got people participating in the festival here tonight, a little bit early, but that's just when we're able to get you guys on, because the show books up a little bit quickly. I have Elizabeth Edwards, Mary Elaine Jenkins, and George Fiala all here.
Nope.
Mike McMullen.
Right.
Yes. Is George en route, or are we? It's going to be one of those shows, folks. We don't know how many people actually show up. I was telling Mary Lane at the start of the show, like, my show has a reputation for, like, being a packed house at times. And Mike has the coolest looking instrument right now. Okay, I'm adjusting your mic. You got to tell us about this a little bit.
Do I get a pair of phones?
Oh, yeah, right there. That is. It's a guitar made. Well, yeah, it's a guitar, but it's made from.
It's made from an oil can.
Made from an oil. It says Castrol. I'm gonna have to, like, take a photo. Yeah. And you've got Coke bottle.
this is a friend of mine brought this back from South Africa.
Oh, so wow.
It's the real deal.
That's
making them down there.
Yeah, that's a lot of interesting stuff out of South Africa. Well, when people, you know, have limited resources and they have to make stuff up, and
right.
People forget how I've known a lot of people from South Africa, how very much on the other part of the side of the world it is.
Yes.
So even people who are privileged in South Africa, you don't just have stuff, because it takes so much effort and time for things to reach you there. You know, so yeah, you want a guitar? You might have to make one. But so is that technically an electric guitar, because it's got a metal body on it, the oil can?
Yeah, it's they make their own pickups. You know, they've borrowed from all the advancements, of your standard current guitar making, and so this is kind of a nod to, the primitive instruments they would have to make, because they didn't have access to, like, your standard Telecaster or something like that.
So everybody here is involved in participating in the Celebrate Red Hook Music Festival. So what brought you all into the festival? Are you all Red Hook locals? Or are you just connected? I mean, this is sort of a new thing. It's evolving. Because when I first heard about it, I know part of it was like, hey, we're trying to promote this kind of a small endeavor we're doing here. And it's not like weeks long or even a weekend long, really. It's one day. It's September 16th, mm-hmm. right? How'd you guys all get involved in, like, doing this?
Well, I got involved through Mike Hodge, who's the organizer.
Right.
Not here. That's actually Greg.
That's Greg.
Yeah. And Greg. I had done a couple of benefits with him, a couple for Planned Parenthood, and in Gowanus. And he asked me to do this. We actually play a lot at Hometown Barbecue.
Nice.
And we're big fans of Sonny's, so Red Hook is
just fine by us.
Yeah.
Happy to go there anytime.
We'll celebrate Red Hook.
Red Hook's an interesting shot. So sorry not to cut you off, but Mary Lane, how'd you get involved with all this?
I also got involved through Mike Cobb. He's one of the organizers of the festival. Mike is also a really wonderful musician, and I've had the opportunity to play a couple gigs with him, and that's how I met him, just sharing the bill with him. And so when he asked me, I also was super down to be part of anything Red Hook oriented. Yeah.
Right. And like, how'd you get involved with the?
I'm part of Lizzie and the Makers.
There you go. Right. Yeah. Elizabeth Edwards' project is Lizzie and the Makers.
Yeah.
And you guys, tell me a little bit about that project. Tell me a little about Lizzie and the Makers. What's your stand? I mean, we'll hear from you in a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like sounds like square wheels on a freight train.
And Marilyn, you have an album that you're working on right now.
Right. I'm finishing recording it now. And I'm working on it, Good Child Music, in Williamsburg. And I'm working with a really excellent producer, a brilliant engineer, Tom Beamer. And I'm hoping it'll be finished in October. So
you're in the home stretch then, if you're done in October, because it's almost September.
I know. I've been thinking
summer
going to
start soon? Because it's just like just sitting here in this basement, it's actually pretty comfortable. It doesn't really feel like it. Summer gets to me, and it's almost done. Red Hook's an interesting place. Red Hook, what they were saying years ago, I remember, like, that's going to be the place to gentrify. And I'm like, I don't know if it's ever going to really gentrify, because it's a little isolated. But it seems like there's the art didn't just come and go. It's still there. And I know the Jalopy Theater is there. Some of the performance spaces are still there, which is really nice. Part of why I do the show, the format that I do, is to, because we don't have some of the performance spaces anymore that I came up in, and I thought my show could be like a nice little virtual stage. You guys are sort of participating in this, but this is basically from noon to 10 p.m. So all day, Saturday the 16th. It's just a day of music. Where exactly in Red Hook is this going down? Is this is in the park by the IKEA, right?
Right.
Yes.
Technically known as Erie Basin Park, but for us locals, the park by the IKEA. It's like, you can tell I'm from Brooklyn, right? Like, park by the IKEA, you know, like that, right? That's going on. It's a free festival. We've got, 10 bands, food by Mazette, Red Hook Chefs. Beer is provided by Rocky Sullivan's. We've got, I'm enlarging this. We've got, in addition to you guys, we've got Johnny Pinhook, Andy Ray Healy, Burst, Gravity Dogs, Glenn Morrow's Cry for Help, Union Crevulators, and Mad Nat Matador with William Robertson. I'm seeing a lot of, it's a good mix of music, but I'm seeing like just based on the information I have, like we've got like some blues, alt country, it's been described.
Rootsy kind of
stuff down by the water. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's going to be a really good time. It's very, very, very local, homegrown sort of festival, which I like to see. Very neighborhoody kind of thing. So we know what brought you guys into that. What other, we just talked about Marilyn's album. Anything you guys want to make sure we shout out besides this festival?
We just finished a day tracking the studio yesterday, actually, because we've got a new record that hopefully will be
out in October.
Yeah, right. That will hopefully be done in October.
Yeah.
New music dropping for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Very cool. So you guys, you brought instruments, and part of the deal is we like to try and make art live on the radio. Does anyone want to go up and play a little something? Or who wants to go first?
Should I?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll be pulling these mics down. What are you going to do for us here?
This is it's a song called Soul for Sale. Is this okay? Levels are right?
Levels
mic's in a good
fine.
Spot? Good? Can hear it all right?
Good. We can hear it.
Cool. Soul for sale.
rest of my life to repent. So
Jenkins here on Here Now with Rachel C. That's great. Like, what, where does, can you, do you want to tell us a little bit about, like, maybe some influences you have musically, or like how you got into doing this?
Let's see. I really love the blues a lot. I like kind of Delta blues and sort of like pre-war blues, acoustic Delta blues kind of that stuff. And then I also really love soul a lot. I love songwriters like Ryan Adams and Lucinda Williams. So, and I'm from down south. So I think all those things together kind of
brought you up to
make
New York.
That. I don't know. I went to college in D.C. and this, I felt like this was, I was in Europe for a while. This is kind of my next natural move. And it's my spiritual home.
You're following. You're not the first person who or guest, especially who's been like, yeah, no, I know I belong in New York. It's like, where I'm supposed to be. I can't like explain it any other way.
Right, yeah.
Cosmic. But it's interesting also, like, just the map of certain cities where artists will find themselves. Yeah, if I'm from here, at some point will find myself in certain little artist enclaves.
Right.
Like Europe, then D.C., up to kind of like following the Acela line.
Took the Acela.
Well, if you can. But you know what I mean? It's kind of like there are certain roads, like, figuratively and literally kind of bring a certain places. Well, we're glad to have you. I'm excited. What are some of the hopes or whatever? Because I do want to come back around to the Celebrate Red Hook Festival. Some of the hopes you guys have for this thing. I mean, other than, we want to have, like, good attendance, like, really fun day. Is this something that hoping could be a regular thing? Is this something that could, like, somehow generate some revenue or for the community? There are nonprofits based out of there and stuff. Do you guys have thoughts on that at all? Or
of course you want the turnout. You want, you know, I mean, I, you know, it's nice to have Red Hook as like our own little secret.
Yeah.
You know, but it's also something that you got to share with the world.
Yeah.
And, get more people down there, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really what this one's about. You know,
yeah. Just trying to get people it's out there. Yeah, I got to walk a little bit, people, but it isn't totally inaccessible. It really isn't. No. Been there plenty of times. I lived not too far from there years ago. And it was one of those, like, you know, it's almost like mythological, like the mythology of Red Hook. It's all the way over there. No, actually, Court Street runs all the way through.
Yeah.
It really totally is. So you're listening to Here Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you missed any of tonight's broadcast or you just really want to hear it all over again, tune in tomorrow at noon for a rebroadcast. So I'm also here with folks from the project known as Lizzie and the Makers. How did that all start? How did you guys all kind of come together, start playing together?
We met at Pete's Candy Store.
Right.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you just finished your residency.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. I used to work there.
Okay. Pete's, for listeners who are not from here, just unfamiliar with that, with that venue, it's interesting because you kind of go through into this bar, and it's kind of like it's a long, narrow space. The room, it's like a train car. You kind of feel like you're literally traveling somewhere because it has this long, narrow kind of like tunnel feel to it as you in the room with the stage space kind of.
Yeah, it's really cool. Short version is I was looking to start a band, and he got wind of it. That he wanted to be in it.
I said,
great.
I basically told her I was going to be your guitar player.
Yeah.
A band? I'm your guitar player. Yeah. No, really. Something's worked out because you're here right now. Yeah. And you're playing a festival next month.
Yeah, that was 7 years ago.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
Right.
Oh, you guys, so this is yeah. Cool. This is... All right. Do you have a little something you want to play for us?
You
guys, everyone can play as much as they want.
Sure.
That's my whole thing, too. You can tell me to, I can shut up and you can just rock out if you want. Or lose out.
So this one, we just finished recording yesterday. It's going to be on our next album.
Yep. Started off as an acoustic guitar ditty in a bathroom in Highland Park, California. And then brought it back to New York and finished it off. So, right?
Yep.
So, I hope this is all right. You can hear that.
Yep. Show her love.
Nice. That was great. You're listening here now. It's Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're going to take a little music break, like, because we weren't just having a music break. We're going to take a little pre-recorded music break right here. We're going to kick things off with Emma DeCourcy is performing. She's on the bill at the Celebrate Red Hook Festival. This is her other band, I Am the Polish Army. This one is called Throat.
Get your hands off of my throat.
We're back. You're listening Here and Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am joined by Marilyn Jenkins and Liz and Mike and of Liz and the Makers.
Greg.
I'm sorry. This is going to work out. I always tell people, you want proof that my show's live? There's going to be one flub every show. Every single show. I'm sorry. It's Greg. And you know what? I'm going to forget remember that now as long as I live. In booking you guys, I was in an email loop. We've all been in an email loop with like, all of us here and maybe two other people. Yeah. So I'm starting to mix. Yeah.
Somebody on there was named Mike.
Right. Yeah. So like the three women were our names and there's no confusing that. But there are a couple other guys in there. And so, all right. But anyway, on that note, we wanted to play a little bit more music, right? You guys are set up.
Sure.
Ready to go? What are we going to hear?
It's called Hopeless.
Hopeless.
Song is on our last one.
Last.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's available on iTunes.
All right, here we go. thank you so much.
What's
that?
So, yeah, a little
strength
out.
That's all right. That's
we didn't notice.
Bill's character. You just heard Liz and the Makers live on Here Now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you missed tonight, any of tonight's broadcast, or you just want to hear it all over again, which you do now, tune in tomorrow at noon. It'll be up on Podomatic for your streaming pleasure next week. So, first, of course, the Celebrate Red Hook Festival. But on September 26th, you are playing a benefit for the American Cancer Society.
Yes, we are at Garcia's at the Capitol Theater in Fort Chester, which is in Westminster, along with Stella Blues Band.
Nice. Yes, who I have seen.
Yeah, they're awesome. And we're both donating our time. There are going to be raffles at Garcia's, which is affiliated with the Capitol Theater. There'll be ticket giveaways and raffles as well.
Yeah.
And a majority of the proceeds.
You mentioned you're doing this benefit, and you mentioned having done Planned Parenthood benefits in Red Hook. Do you guys do a lot of benefit shows? Is it something you're kind of passionate about, or is it just something it's good vibes? Or
yes,
yeah.
I think we're pretty passionate about it. I think we feel like, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but I feel like it's something I can actually, you know, like use my music to.
Sometimes I run and I do a lot of charity runs, and I like to use the expression, sometimes you just have to put one foot in front of the other to help somebody.
Yeah.
And sometimes it really doesn't take that much. You're just doing what you always do. And so thank you guys. I thank you, all these charities you are singing for and rocking out for. Thanks to you. Also, is there anything else you want to add about, like, you know, kind of being a part of the music scene down in Red Hook? Because it is a little bit of an enclave. It's been interesting. I mean, I have personal history there. My grandfather was born there. He's one of the first in the family born here in this country, born at home in Red Hook. My dad worked out there. So it's interesting. I mentioned before, I'm repeating myself a little bit here, but the fact that, like, artists went there, but they've kind of stuck around as opposed to popping in and out. And, you know, artists come in, then comes more money, and then locals get displaced. That hasn't exactly happened.
I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, people love to live on the subway line. They love to.
Right.
They don't necessarily want to be far removed from the center.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I like that aspect of it. And I used to go there too. I feel like there are a lot of musicians that have a home there too. We used to do this guy, John Deli, who's played with us before, does a night called 41 Players. It used to be in Red Hook. It's since had to move to Bar Chord every Monday. But they used to do it at Bait and Tackle in Red Hook.
I know Bait and Tackle.
Yeah.
It's a fun place.
Yeah, it's a great, great, great place. And Sunny's, which is around the corner from hometown where we go a lot. Sunny's, which just had a victory, I think. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right, they own the building now.
They own the building.
Yes, very nice.
Family,
yes.
Family claimed it. So
yes,
it will continue.
Very cool.
There's something still just very, it's like family there. I don't know.
It is.
It's definitely a neighborhood. Still.
Yeah, and that's historically a place where generations of people would live. And the thing about the Bait and Tackle place is that it's a nod to the fact that you're on the water, and those are the docks, and they're still working docks. Like people come here. Especially newer arrivals to New York and to the United States would come, and you'd work on the docks. And that was kind of Red Hook was, the housing there was, houses were smaller, they were simpler, but they were there to accommodate people who were working and had to work these crazy long and odd hours too. Like, how do you ensure no subways? How do you ensure, like, your guys actually get there and start on time to haul all this stuff off of these huge ships? And that's what it was. And now it's kind of, but families stuck around. Some moved away because it was small. It was kind of meant to be a little temporary-ish. Others stayed there, and they really kind of, you know, kind of literally and figuratively created a foundations in those homes, and they're still there.
Yeah. It's
very cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can tell too.
That's neat.
When you're there.
Very cool. Thank you guys. So, Mary Lane, did you want to play another little something for us?
Sure.
Okay, so let's get your mics.
We good?
All situated. Yes, we're good.
Okay. Can you hear it right? Yep. Okay, cool. Yeah? All right. This is called The Rooster. It's not, I always feel the need to tell people it's not the Alice in Chains song. It's my song.
Well, let's listen and we'll see.
Slide guitar right here, like wow, 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 wow.
Doing a bang up job, burning holes in my resolve. Oh, he's good, but he's not that good.
Here we go. Never had a gas can on my song before.
When I finally clear him out, he's gonna scream and shatter, be mad. So
Greg.
I I managed to get a get my camera working. That was great.
That was awesome.
That was a lot of fun. You know what I want to ask you guys, because and this is something I ask of all of my guests who I know have performed in New York and outside of New York. I've been around 7 years, having been to Europe and stuff. How do you find performing live in New York or anywhere in New York City, Brooklyn or Manhattan, wherever, compared to other parts of the country or the world? What is the live performance experience for you like?
You know, I mean, it all depends on the level, but anytime I play in Europe, I feel I get treated better.
Okay.
As an artist, they just
don't shy away from this, because the answers I've gotten are they vary, but there are certain themes that come.
But then again, you know, like, to bring it back to Red Tech, like, play a place like Hometown, you're treated like family. You're treated well, really well. You know, they're attentive to you and your needs as an artist. You know, not that we're a needy bunch, I guess. But anyway.
The sound guy's there for you.
Yeah, you know, the sound guy's there. If you need a beer, it's not a hassle to get a beer or something like that. The camaraderie between musicians when you're on gigs, if you're on a gig with like other bands, is usually an instant brotherhood right there.
Right.
Just, you know, everybody's there to help everybody else out. That's, you know, that's always there. But, you know, there's some places, I don't know about touring, anybody else with touring, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like in New York, because you're just going to have more venues or more crappy places than in general. So you got to find your
true. That's
your home.
True. Yeah.
Here. And it can be hard to find that. Whereas other places, like the further south you go, I feel like people, it's just kind of a given that every venue is going to be filled with music lovers. And
yeah. You know, as I know, from my experience traveling and going and seeing shows, and just based on what people, guests have told me, you know, New York is very saturated in a way. We don't have a lot of the venues that we used to have, especially sort of theater spaces, but there's still a lot of, like, say, bars with a little stage and sound. And outside of New York, there are, it's, you know, any, not even small town, but you're not saturated with things to do in New York the way in other places like you are in New York. So it's like, oh, if there's something happening in town, you go
and
check it
out.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's a band in town. Do you know this band? No, but we're all going.
Exactly.
There's a band in town. That's kind of how it is.
But, you know, if you can make it here. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
How would you compare, like, live performance experience to here versus...
Yeah, well, I started to play kind of more proper gigs when I was living in Madrid. And so I was always kind of one of those things where I would just get up and play song. You know, I felt the need to just play music because I was also didn't want to get up and try to use my subpar Spanish on everybody. So I was just like, all right, music. So I feel like I had to work on my stage banter when I came back to America. It was cool because, I mean, there it was kind of more of a scene, whereas here, you know, I've been playing in New York for 4 years, which is, I know, nothing. But, you know, I can go somewhere and see and play in front of a bunch of totally different people every night of the week. And there's something really magical and special about that.
That's one I haven't heard, like, just the variety within New York City. You can get that still, especially neighborhood. Places are very neighborhoody, neighborhood. So,
like Red Hook.
Red Hook. Yes. Once again,
like
we're here. In case you hadn't noticed, we're promoting and plugging to the Celebrate Red Hook Festival that's happening on Saturday, September 16th, noon to 10 p.m. It's a day long music fest with good food, good beer, down at the park by IKEA, as we Brooklynites would say.
Yeah, under the
crane in Red Hook. It's free. Please go check it out and enjoy. And we talked a little bit about what you guys are up to now and what you have done. You've got, you know, recordings, you're finishing up recordings, playing different places. What, anything you'd like to see happen for yourselves professionally, musically, like in the near future?
I'd like to finish my record.
Yes.
I'm excited for that and like, to get it in front of people. That's kind of like my immediate plan goal.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that is. I think it'll be done. And I think it's going to be a lot. And please be in touch, all of you, for because I always like come back around and include what my my guests have done on upcoming shows. And
thanks for having us today.
Anytime. how about Lizzie and the Makers?
I think we're pretty stoked for our record too.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Right. And just get out there. Get out there and play it for people.
Finish recording it and then get back to actually playing, right?
Yeah. Pretty much.
It is like that. Yeah. Well, you've been listening to Here Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. My guests have been Mary Lane Jenkins and Lizzie and the Makers. Once again, check out Red Hook Fest in a couple of weeks. Your Saturday is planned. Yeah. There you go. Saturday the 16th. Stay tuned for Frequency Theory with Tom Tenney at 8 o'clock. We're going to end things now. Little song off from former guests Out of System Transfer. This is off Junkyard Golem. This is June 1969. Thank you guys. Please be in touch.
Thank you.
I was back in town last Tuesday, rolling down 6th Avenue, and I just happened on your old familiar face. Long. You look so healthy, you look so strong. You said, let's go get a drink, I know a place. And I said, you're looking good, and so is the whole damn neighborhood. You leaned forward and you kissed me on the cheek. I said, have you lost your mind? You look for something to hide behind. You said, man, those days are gone, these streets are our streets. The last cop to call me faggot got his nose broke at my knee. I got a bruise still on my right thigh, you wanna see? And I was so damn proud of you that I thought that I could die. And I'd never seen that bright gleam in your eye. I couldn't help but blurt out loud, oh, it's sure to make me glad to see you've lost that wounded look you used to have. And it's June, it's only June, and you're still young at 32. You've got the whole damn summer laid out in front of you. It'll get dark till nearly 9, and they're serving the cheap white wine. There's no telling what we all might get up to. And after more than I could count, we cooled our feet down in the fountain. You were sitting on my lap, rolling the joint. When they grabbed me by my curls, I said, hey queers, which one's the girl? I said, neither one, you dumb shit, that's the point. I'm splashing stunned, and everything inside told me to run. Instead, I vaulted over and I bit him on his ear, and I screamed it out real loud so he could hear. So get back above 14th Street now before you make me mad, because I've lost that wounded love I used to have. And it's June, it's only June, and we're still young at 32. The New York summer night sky is brilliant midnight blue. Just a bit more cheap white wine. There's no telling what we all might get up to. It's June, it's only